You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. Obviously, the Rams are one of the best teams in the NFL right now. I believe they're at the top of the NFL in terms of sack totals, have Aaron Donald. Then you add Von Miller to the mix of this team. Is this the type of move, guys, that can really put the Rams kind of a level above everybody else right now? Because we already talked about how stacked the NFC is. But this seems like that kind of championship run, title, all-in move for Los Angeles.
Yeah, 100%. I talked to, you know, stats. We did the emergency podcast when Vaughn was traded. Just game planning for Aaron Donald is on the interior. Vaughn Miller is coming off of the edge. And Jalen Ramsey could be lining up anywhere in the secondary. That's a whole lot to manage, just even from like a pre-snap look as you're walking up to the ball. You know what I mean? So I think that's huge. The Rams in general, I think, are kind of breaking the mold of like the sustainability franchise, right? Like everyone talks about New England, right? They talk about Baltimore. They talk about Green Bay. These teams that have been good for a very long time because they do like what is kind of thought to be like efficient. The Rams don't seem to care about that. And I think some of that is probably, you know, Kroenke ownership is in court right now. He probably would like headlines about how good his football team is rather than him potentially being sued for $1 billion by the city of St. Louis. The other factor is Matt Stafford is an aging quarterback. And the other factor is that Sean McVay has already been offered a contract by Monday Night Football that approaches $10 million, right? So you don't get a $10 million offer without at least flirting with the interest of being on television at some point. I wonder if the Rams are here for a good time, not a long time, right? And you know, there's a lot of franchises that operate under the presumption of long time, where, you know, McVay, maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he just wants his ring and then to go do TV at 40 years old and John Madden. It's an interesting way to kind of skin the cat. And I think it does kind of ruin the balance of the league a little bit, but it is good for these teams. And it should be noted too, if you ever thought the NFL cap structure was about parity, there has been no better example than the last 2 years of it not being about parity. When you can pay draft picks and the Denver Broncos will eat the salary of a guy like Von Miller so that he could then play for you on a one-year deal, it's impossible to pretend that it's about one-year parity and that team talent across the board is equal at all times. That's never what this has been about.
Yeah, there's always a way, and we've seen teams prove that time and time again. I think for the Rams' mindset, get good players, win now, and figure it out later. And that's exactly what they're doing. If you look at some of their recent day two picks, why wouldn't you trade for Von Miller? I don't know.
Tutu got in like 10 snaps and he's 140 pounds. I would understand why. Hey, like, Les Snead, you're done. You're not making day two picks anymore.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.